Week 3 of Coach's Shows here on 103.9 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, here with head coach of the Valley Falls Boys, the Dragons head coach, Caleb Gatzmeier. So far here, 4 games through the season, 1-3, looking for a bounce back victory here this Friday against ACCHS and potentially another win against the Axel Eagles on Saturday. Before we jump to that, let's talk about the last game from our last show. The only one that you played was Royal Valley last Friday, a loss there of 60-45. Coach, what can you tell me about that game there against the Panthers?
The biggest thing that I can stress is I wasn't very happy with our effort. You know, Royal Valley's got some athletes. You know, Coach Brown, he's a great coach, state championship winning coach. Does a lot of good things with his kids, and they were able to attack us all night, and we just kind of played on our heels from the get-go, and it was pretty frustrating. To see us play that way, especially after coming off a big win the game before against Oskaloosa. And it was frustrating, but, you know, I think a lot of it goes into it. I think we've kind of talked a little bit off air about just really depends on how you play on the night that you show up. We've got a lot of schools that are beating this school that already beat this school, and it's kind of crazy like that. You know, I watched their game against Mar Hill, and, you know, it was a pretty competitive game for a while, and then Mar Hill just kind of took over, and I think Royal Valley was chomping at the bit to get out on the floor for the next game, and it so happened to be us, and they were ready to play, and we sure were ready to play, and if you don't come with a good effort and good attitude, you know, you can get beat real easy, and that's exactly what happened. We played well for one quarter out of four, and, you know, that led to the result it was.
Looking at some of the results, though, from that game, Kearney finished with 20 points. Cervantes, he had 16 points, 7 rebounds. I know, again, the defeat, but, you know, have a player like Kearney here this season, it means a lot for you and your team. And to have a game like that, you know, with the 20 points in the early going of the season, what do you feel like Kearney has done for this team and what he'll kind of continue to produce as this year goes on?
You know, like we've talked about every game, you know, Damian and Colin have been the guys that get us going. You know, Colin, he's just such a tough matchup for teams, cause he can play inside out and he can handle the ball, and he's so good at finishing with his left, on the inside. And, you know, going into the game, we were a little concerned that we may not have him for, you know, the game, because he got injured against Oskaloosa and hardly played it in the game against Oski. And it was kind of funny even before the game, like, you know, Chris was like, "Hey, is Colin playing? You know, he's not playing." I'm like, "Chris, it's going to be game time decision. See how he feels after warm up." So, but he played, and he played his butt off and did a lot of good things. So he's kind of a guy we look to get us going. Him and Damian have been those guys. We just need to find a way for everybody else to rally together and step up and start scoring, when they have their opportunities. We do that, and we defend the way we're capable of defending. You know, we're going to be a tough team to play, and I'm really excited for the guys to get going with that on Friday night.
We talk about opportunities, and you mentioned Friday night, a beautiful one there against ACCHS. You'll turn around, also stay on the road. You'll go to Axel on Saturday. So what's it going to be like here for your team? A chance to get their feet back on running with back-to-back matchups, ACCHS Friday, Axel on Saturday. What are going to be some game plans for those games?
You know, you look at those two games, and it's kind of like, you know, Effingham, you know, they got that big win against Horton earlier in the year. They're still young, trying to figure themselves out, but they're going to play extremely hard. You know, I told our guys at practice on Monday, I was like, you know, our next opponent, you know, they've only got one win so far, but guess what? We've only got one win so far. We'd like to think that we're the more experienced and more capable team, but maybe we got to find a way to be just as hungry as other teams are, and we've got to figure that out. And, you know, Corey's doing a great job up there with those guys, and, you know, I truly feel like he's got them on the right path of playing hard and doing the things the right way. And then we roll up to Axel on Saturday, and, I mean, just looking at what they did their last game, they scored 96 points, had a couple highlight dunks and stuff like that, so they just have athletes. You know, we're going to have to do our best to play competitively on the road on a Saturday, which isn't normal, and our boys aren't ready for playing on a Saturday, typically yet. So we're just going to have to be ready to go and give our best effort.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. And, again, good luck here on Friday and Saturday with your back-to-back games against ACCHS and Axel.
All right, my man. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
That was head coach Caleb Gatzmeier of the Valley Falls Dragons. Again, here upcoming on the schedule, ACCHS on Friday and then Axel here on Saturday. This locker room chat has been brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment.